On a sunny Alabama morning, the 90-degree heat doesn't stop Cynthia Alexander from taking a brisk walk.
Yeah, I walk. I do a lot of walking because it's good for my health.
One of her favorite routes is past Lynn Park in downtown Birmingham. City Hall and the county courthouse look out onto it. And at the entrance to the park stands a 52-foot-tall, obelisk-style statue. What is it?
I really don't know, but it looks like it's been there for a while.
Alexander says she hadn't thought about it before.
Obviously, the pigeons love it. They on it.
The pigeons are on a Confederate soldiers and sailors monument, and it has been here for a while, 110 years. Alexander's not alone in overlooking it. Unlike the distinct stars and bars, Confederate monuments come in all shapes and sizes, an often overlooked part of Southern scenery, but not to everyone.
That monument needs to go.
Frank Matthews has tried to get Birmingham's monument removed for years. He says it's a powerful symbol of hate.
A picture's 1,000 words, so monuments, 1,000,000 words.
Birmingham's Parks and Recreation Board asked the city's lawyers if there are any legal issues involved in removing the monument. Other cities are making similar moves, from New Orleans to Memphis to Austin. Matthews is glad the cause is gaining traction.
The trunk of embedded racism in the Confederacy is epitomized in those 100-year-old statues.
But it's not as easy as lowering a flag. The statues are big, old, and expensive to move. Birmingham says they'd consider giving the monument to a Southern Heritage Group if they'd pay relocation costs. Though some don't see them as racist symbols, or think it's silly to spend time and money moving them. Nell Clay works in downtown Birmingham.
It's history, and it's history for our children, you know, black and white. I'm not offended by it in any way. It's just a part of this park.
Birmingham City Council President Jonathan Austin says, yes, Confederate monuments reflect history, but
it was a different time politically, socially, and there is no place for those or any of those type of monuments in our society other than in museums.
Austin says it's important for people in power to re-examine Confederate imagery in public spaces, especially in a place like Birmingham. Just a few blocks away is Kelly Ingram Park, where police blasted peaceful protesters with fire hoses during the civil rights movement. The park is home to a different kind of monument, one honoring 4 girls killed when the Ku Klux Klan bombed the 16th Street Baptist Church in 1963. Like Charleston, that tragedy brought racial hatred and violence to the forefront of national conversation. Though today, many say that doesn't go deep enough. Ahmad Ward is with the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute.
It's much easier to discuss taking down a monument than it is to talk about institutionalized racism.
While the Institute hasn't taken a stand on Confederate monuments, Ward says people should talk about how racism still shapes the nation.
That goes to the heart of things we don't really want to touch. That makes us second guess what we stand for as an ideal for American society. And that makes people uncomfortable.
More uncomfortable than any statue. In Lynn Park, Cynthia Alexander sits a few feet from the Confederate monument, resting up for the second half of her walk. She shrugs.
It's not that I don't care about it. It's just that it's just been there, you know, for a long time. If it's not broke, why should you try to fix it?
The question facing many communities across the Deep South right now.
For WBHM, I'm Rachel Lindley.